Love.
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 Dare.
Love.
Love.
Sex.
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 Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Die Markfarbe.
Tischkau. Tischkau.
Daru.
Desperados.
Destruction.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex and dating.
People, we are back. Guess who it is? I give you two guesses.
Really? You're so generous.
It starts with R and a P. We have a Rogan Prem, just to let you guys know. And we are excited about the show that we have for you today.
Because it's about love, sex, and dating. In case the promo in the beginning didn't, like, psych you up for it. We are India's bad sibling duo who are totally...
I don't think we'd say we're bad. We are just different.
Yeah, but some people would think we're very anti-culture and anti-Sanskriti.
Yeah, that.
I'm going to have to bleep that out, thanks. So... it's episode 11, and we have quite a slew of stories for you. In this episode, we're going to talk about introducing your current flame to your ex-paramour and complications involved therein.
Definitely sounds like a volcano is about to erupt.
Well, we'll get into that. And we're going to talk about how someone could say, I'm in love with you, but I want an open relationship. And the ramifications
Ouch.
Of that. Mm. Yes, all coming up in a nice little compact show we have for you. We are Prem and Rogue, and we will be taking all these on just for your edification.
We will be right back after Rogue especially takes a quick espresso break and returns with more energy.
Yay! Are you saying something about my energy?
Yeah, it's reminds me of someone in our family, Nanima.
God, okay, break time.
See you guys.
This is where the first ad would go if we had advertisers. But we're brand new. And in order to get underwriting for this podcast, we need your help. Please like us on the iTunes or Google Play Store. And please tell your friends to check us out. Thank
you. So I was thinking about Prem's remarks about our grandmother while I was having some espresso. And you know what? I'm not insulted because she was a grand woman, even though she was our grandmother. See what I did there? And she was
so smart.
Really energetic.
Clap, clap, clap.
And full of life and joie de vivre. I'm happy to be compared with her. So there.
I was actually, the energy levels that I was comparing you to our grandmother was her moving about pace.
Okay, yes, all right. She did sort of shuffle. but she lived to be really old. Anyhow.
Oh, yeah. She was 92 not out. And then I think it was the 93rd year that she left us.
So I guess this is a good time to plug the coffee I'm drinking because it actually is very good and it actually is what I was drinking. It's from our sponsor, Indian Bean. I had the Watapi blend and it's quite smooth and quite delicious.
Yummy.
And let's see who's going to win some coffee this time. We've got, let's go into our love and dating question, shall we?
So Rogue, what is the first question? Why don't you just take it away?
Love.
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 And.
Destruction.
All right, so this question comes to us from Ankit. He's somewhere in India, and he says his current girlfriend is insisting he introduce her to his ex-girlfriend whom he's in touch with. And he has run out of valid excuses and is just not really feeling cornered. He wants to know if we have some advice to offer and, like, can we definitively say good idea or bad idea? Like, should he or shouldn't he?
Oh, wow. That can go wrong so fast. He would not even know what hit him. You know, honestly, it really depends. Like, he would be able to gauge his current girlfriend and how she would react with the ex, because he knows them both pretty well, because he's been with both.
That is a good point. So my initial reaction was like yours, which was like, oh, wow, not a good idea. And then I started thinking about it a little more and also trying to relate to it from my own life. And I realized that it's much more nuanced than that, because what he hasn't told us, which I'm reading between the lines, is that he clearly is in touch with his ex-girlfriend, right? Otherwise, there would be no need to introduce them. And that relationship is quite important and quite the factor. Then what you just said actually makes me think about it a little more, because if he's got a little voice in his head saying, no, 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 current girlfriend's going to freak out and not handle this well, he should probably listen to that one, right?
I absolutely agree with you, Ankit, if you're listening to this.
He better be listening. We're bribing him with coffee.
Yeah, you're going to be opening a can of worms that are going to crawl up your butt, and you're going to be very sorry. It's always very tricky to do that, because you don't know if one of them has like an agenda. You know, some girls do this purposely. It's actually not even purposely. They do it subconsciously, where they try and befriend the guy's friend or the girl of interest. So, for example, when I was in high school, I was dating this girl, and she would become pally with all the girls who would like me. And she would become pally with them, and then very, very, very clearly mark out the territory. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Interesting. But that was not your exes.
It was the current girlfriend who do that, and she would do the same if there was an ex involved. She would become really pally with her, and then she would very categorically mark out her territory.
So in my life, I have been in touch with almost all my exes. I have found that it takes a special kind of man to be okay with their place in my life. You know, two of them are married and they've moved on. One of them is not married, but we're very, very good friends. And
the only way that a guy and a girl are okay is when there's no attraction, sexual attraction left anymore. At least from one side is completely dead.
But the current boyfriend is usually insecure anyway, whatever you tell them. But here's what, I've introduced them, and I have also been introduced to other people, and it really is up to your dynamic. So my ex-boyfriend has never wanted to introduce me to his girlfriends, because they're still insecure about our relationship, and that was good. My ex-boyfriend, I met his ex, and I wanted to gouge her eyes out, but because he was so freaking secretive about it, like he was so defensive about it, and not relaxed about it, that he didn't make me feel secure. So I always told him, if you make me feel secure, then I have nothing to fear. So the more secure I feel, you know, about us and about you two being over, the better it is. I dumped his ass because he was obviously wrong for me, but it was a red flag.
Exactly. I was just going to say that.
But if somebody is your ex and you're comfortable with her being in your past and your current is, you know, cool like that, and she's secure, then by all means, go ahead. So I have a great example. I have friends in Boston who are not only friends with the one partner's ex, but they live across her. She helped them buy a house. They hang out with her. One of them even got a job through her. They're very involved with each other's lives, but it's always been very cool. There's never been any need for jealousy. He's always presented her as somebody who, you know, it didn't work out with, and they're still friends. And there was never any room for any sort of questions. And his wife is secure enough.
It really depends on the dynamics between those people.
Correct. And I also have a friend whose wife made him like re-break up with his ex.
Exactly. There you go.
Because she just couldn't deal with it. You know, he had broken up with her, and then he had to like push her out of his life completely.
Complete opposite side of the spectrum. So I would suggest that Ankit sits down and he really thinks hard, because he knows them best. And if there is a little voice in him which is telling him that it's a bad idea, then buddy, wake up. Smell the coffee, and then don't do it.
But then what is the nice way of saying that? Like, you just say no?
I don't think there's a nice way of doing it. I think, I mean, the end result may not be nice, but of course, there's always a nice way to put it across. And I'm sure if he sat her down, he can
tell her, I'm sorry, you're too insecure.
Express how he feels. Yeah, I would give him full marks if he did that.
10 finger marks on his hand, on his cheeks.
Yeah. True.
All right, Ankit, dude, let us know how it goes, man. And we are going to take a quick break and be back with our sex question.
Sounds exciting.
Find the LSD Cast online on Twitter and Facebook and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
So, back on episode 11 with Prem and Rogue, we are talking about love.
Sex.
And open relationships and how those two go together. This is the sex part. And Prem, over to you, man. Explain this. This is
it is. It really is. So I get this email from Gaurav, aka the G-man, as he calls himself. Now he is dating this girl. They met. They've been dating for or seeing each other for about seven months or so. He knew that he liked her the day he saw her and very much courted her. And finally, she gave in and they started going out. And a few dates later, he knew that he was very much in love with her. But it took her a very long time to come out and say that she was in love with him too. But this is what happened. So they're with each other for 7 months. And then finally, she tells him in the same breath, she sits him down and tells him that, Gaurav, I love you, and it took me so long to realize that I am in love with you, but I want to be in an open relationship. And he's like, what the what? So he wow. does not know how to react from that because he, on one hand, he's like, okay, if you love me, then what the hell does this mean that you want to be in an open relationship, which means that you want to see other people, which means that you're looking for some kind of, I don't know, validity or like, you know, to be completed by another person. And it's making, yeah, and it's making him feel extremely inadequate. And he is very perplexed, as I am too, because that is a bit weird. What do you think, Rogue?
It is a bit weird. I would be very hurt if somebody said that to me, but I don't know. Maybe she has a valid perspective that we're just not getting. Maybe we're too conventional. So I wonder what's happening with her. Why does she... Like, maybe some people are just not built for monogamy and she's one of
yes.
them. And she just feels like she doesn't want to... You know, the other way to look at it is that she probably would continue to have open relationships and cheat on him, but because she loves him, she's actually being respectful to him and telling
yes.
him that her heart is with him, but she wants to continue to seek sexual or, you know, mental, emotional stimulation.
This chick is such a guy. Like, that's what a guy would like to do, is like, be in love with a girl, but have sexual, different and many sexual partners, you know?
Yeah, and society doesn't love that, you know, most people...
No, society doesn't love that, and I think you hit the nail on the head. I think this girl has got a very unconventional thought process, and she is certainly someone who likes to explore and is a seeker, and I think that she's looking... through these relationships, these open relationships that she's talking about, I think she is at a stage where she wants to absorb and learn from more and more people.
But poor Gary, I mean, he's not being invited to come along on this journey because she wants to do it alone. She wants him to stay where she's putting him while she goes and explores and like ranges around. And he's right. What he expressed to you is that he feels like she's just out there looking for something better and that he's going to be replaced. So that's not a very good position to be in. And he clearly doesn't see her as being nice to him.
No, and unfortunately, I really see this going south very, very fast, because unless Gary is a hippie at heart himself and he's open to seeing other girls, which he's clearly not because he's invested in only her, he's going to be very, very hurt. And he's going to get his heart broken in a very bad way. So my heart goes out to you, Gaurav, because it's a very tricky, sticky situation to be in, but you have to sit down with yourself and really think about what you want. Because the other way to think about it is, if you look at it from a very
hippy-dippy point of view, or a progressive
very hippy point of view, or exactly, progressive point of view, is that, you know, let's not be clingy, which is what the number one mistake that any couple makes. Don't be clingy, and also realize that this is the only way that you could be a part of this woman's life.
True. And you know, sex doesn't mean the same thing to everybody. And I don't have any experience with open relationships. If you're okay with it, I'm okay with it, right? In your life, not with me. I would never date somebody who was seeing other people. But at the same time, if I really loved somebody and they said, this is a part of who I am, and if you don't, you know, accept it, then I will just end up cheating on you, I'd have to sit down and really think about it. I don't know if I would accept it. I hope I never have to face that. But I don't know. It's totally, you know, your call. If you feel like you can deal with it, maybe you should try it for a bit. Or if it's so like antithetical to you and you feel like it would just go against everything that you stand for and your values and your ethics, then your choice is made. Then you have to just let this one go and hope that you'll find somebody who shares your ideas about what a successful relationship is. And for you, clearly that means monogamy. And for her, that means that her heart can be one place, but she can keep looking and seeking for other things. And sit her down and ask her, what does sex mean to you? What does love mean to you? Does it mean that you're still looking? Am I like secure forever? Do I? And ask her to help you feel secure if you feel like having this conversation with her, because it's up to both of you. But I honestly, I don't know how that works. I feel like when you love somebody, it's body and soul. But, you know, I'm conditioned by society. I am conditioned by my experiences and what I've seen around me. So I don't know. Prem, would this work for you?
Rogue, look at you. So grown up. Clap, 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 clap.
I should bloody hope so.
I think Rogue has summed it up so perfectly. I don't even need to add anything to that. Except that you do have an uphill, quite a climb, and you got to get on top of the mountain and meditate on it and decide how you want to roll down. Because you are going to roll down.
Wow, what a, on that extended metaphor.
thank you. I love you too.
Okay, Mr. Prem thinks everything is a compliment, which is good. Yeah, it was totally a compliment.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay.
So we are going to take a quick break and we will be back.
All right.
Hi, this is where the second ad would go. For us to get advertising, we need numbers. For us to get members, we need you to like us in the iTunes or Google Play Store and to tell your friends to check us out. That is all.
We are back. So during the break, we were discussing, you know, introducing our exes to our currents. And I have a funny story, and I just actually got confirmation from somebody that I could mention it on the air. So Prem, I don't even know if you know this story, but many years ago, I had a really, really good friend when I lived in Boston. And the way our friendship came about was really interesting. It started because I was on an online site where I met this really nice guy. We went on one date and it was fun. His name was Sujal. We're still friends. I have permission from him to say his name. And after the date, he basically said, I'd really like to introduce you to someone else. And I was like, okay. And he's like, yeah. So through the time he told me, I reminded him a lot of his ex and the things that, you know, I said or did or whatever really made him think of her. So he decided to introduce me to his ex.
What? I had no idea.
It also turns out that he was leaving the city and he moved away from Boston. And, you know, he's had a happy life since then. We're still friends. He's a great guy. So he introduced me to his ex and we met up and became really, really best friends. We hung out all the time, like not just weekends, weekdays. We were each other's go-to person. We would phone each other and talk and text and stuff. We went salsa dancing and rollerblading and partying and movies and beach trips. Yeah.
That's amazing. I've never had that. I've never had a girl introduce me to her ex-boyfriend and we've become best friends.
Yeah, it doesn't happen often.
Ever. It's usually I get introduced and we get into a fight, or it always goes in that direction. Or we'd be like super fake and nice to each other. Hi, how you doing? Oh my God, I heard so much about you. Blah, blah, blah. And then it's all fake and nonsense.
Yeah, well, he's a special guy. He's a great guy. And she was really, really awesome. We did have a lot of good times. So our first date, hers and mine, we always, like, when people asked us, because we hung out so much, people would ask us and we'd be like, we met through an online dating site. And everybody would be like, oh, what wait, are you together? And we'd be like, ha, 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 ha. It would be a great story.
Lovely.
So,
you know, this just reminds me to just ask the listeners, if you have any such stories which are so...
off the wall, yeah.
Out there. Exactly. Please do write in. We would love to know about it. And of course, as we've mentioned so many times, that you know, we will make sure that we keep your name undisclosed and just send out some exciting stories that you've been through or you've heard of.
Yeah, and if you have questions, you know where to send them. It's lsdcast@sonologue.com, lsdcast@sonologue.com, or on Twitter, we're LSDcast, or Facebook, we have a page. And yeah, there's so many ways to reach us. Tell your friends, tell your enemies, maybe don't tell your family.
Exes,
current, everybody, yeah. Come on, we'll help you navigate through this nonsense that is dating and singledom and quasi-relationships and open relationships and everything in between.
So we're Prem and Robe, and we are looking forward to hearing from you very soon, and see you next week.
Ciao, ciao.
You've been listening to the LSD Cast, where it's all about love, sex, and busy dating, with your hosts, Prem and Robe.
A Sonologue production.